So do we really believe that what we believe is really real? Do we really believe that what we believe is really real? Do we really believe that that piece of bread becomes the body of Christ, the body and blood of Christ? Do we really believe that that cup of wine truly becomes the body and blood of Jesus? Do we really believe that what we believe is really real? This great feast of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Jesus, is what we're celebrating today. And we really celebrate it every day, especially every Sunday, but every day. As the covenant that we heard about, the new covenant that Christ instituted at the Last Supper, we celebrate it, we re-present it, we enter into it each time we come to the Holy Mass. As we heard in that antiphon before the Gospel, that He is the bread of life that has come down from heaven. And if we eat this bread of life, we have life within us. And in John chapter 6, where that comes from, He goes on to say, if we don't eat it, we have no life. The Holy Eucharist is the source of our life. We heard in the first reading about the covenant. And Moses went up to the mountain, encountered God, was given the commandments, came down. In order to ratify that new covenant, they sacrificed the bulls and they sprinkled the blood, both on the altar and on the people. This new covenant. And the people's response was, we will do whatever you have told us. And we know the story that lasted maybe 5 minutes before once again they fell into idolatry, into infidelity. And all the Old Testament is that story of God being faithful to the covenant, but the people of God not being able to. And when the prophet Jeremiah comes on the scene, Jeremiah gives the prophecy that the day is coming where the Lord will establish a new covenant. And He will write it on their hearts. So no longer will that blood be merely sprinkled externally on the people as a sign of the covenant, but the new covenant will be written on the hearts. And this is the new covenant that Jesus spoke about at the Last Supper that we heard in the Gospel. Fulfilling what He had said a year prior with the Bread of Life discourse. That He will give us His flesh. He will give us His blood. True food and true drink without which we have no life. So do we really believe this? When you come forward to receive the Holy Eucharist, do you truly believe that you are receiving Jesus? Either on your tongue or if you choose to in your hand, do you believe that that is God, the creator of the entire universe, placed upon your hand or placed upon your tongue, the source of your life? Do you believe that without it you will die? Have you been convicted of this truth? Do you really believe this? Do you come to Mass seeking to encounter the risen Lord present in the Holy Eucharist? Or do you come because it's what we do? It's our culture. We're supposed to. I'll get in trouble if I don't go. Do you come because of good music or maybe occasional a good homily? You can get good music and good preaching down the street. The only place you can get Jesus in the Holy Eucharist is in the Holy Catholic Church. No other place. Jesus didn't say if you get good preaching and good music, you have life. He said, if you eat my body and drink my blood, you have life within you, and without it, you die. Do we believe this? Do we prepare ourselves, our hearts, our families to come to Mass to encounter the risen Lord? Yes, Christ is present within the community. He's present in the Scriptures. He's present in the person of the priest. But He's really, truly, substantially present in the Holy Eucharist. This is my body. This is my blood. And it was never doubted for over 1,000 years. There's writings from the very early church where the church fathers were saying people who didn't believe it didn't come to their gatherings because they didn't believe that that host was the body of Christ. They excluded themselves for their lack of faith. From the very earliest days of the church, we have documents attesting to this. When St. Paul writes to the Corinthians, which is the oldest writings we have concerning the Holy Eucharist, maybe 20 years after the death of Christ, he tells his people in Corinth that I'm giving to you, I'm passing on, I'm traditioning to you what was traditioned to me. The very earliest days of the church, they were passing on, they were traditioning this truth of the real presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. This is the new covenant. It was the covenant in the Old Testament that allowed the chosen people to be in communion with their God. It was their adoption ceremony, we can say. It was only those people who celebrated the Passover who were saved, who were part of the body of Christ. We can say the body of God's body, the Kahal. It's only those people today who partake in the new covenant, which is the body and blood of Jesus, that are part of the body of Christ. Christ's words are clear. This isn't something that we just made up. At the Second Vatican Council, they reminded us, the church fathers reminded us, that the Eucharist is the source and summit of our lives, of our faith, of everything. The source. Everything comes from the Eucharist. Why? Because it's Jesus. It's God. It's the summit. Why? Because that's where our lives are pointed. He tells us in John's Gospel, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Pope Benedict tells us that Jesus is the kingdom of God. So when we go to heaven, when we receive the Eucharist, we are with Jesus. We are in heaven. This is a beautiful opportunity that we have. This is the invitation each one of us has been given and the obligation that we each have to fulfill, to become the body of Christ, so that we too can be taken, blessed, broken, and given to the world who we all know is in desperate need of our witness, the witness of our love, the witness of our faith, the witness to the truth. The world is in desperate need for that. But we must come here first, desperate to encounter Christ. So how well do we prepare ourselves for this encounter with the risen Lord? Think about all the events and things that you did these past week, past couple of weeks. How well you prepared for whatever it was you were doing. How well you practiced your lines, or how well you laid out your outfit so you would look just perfect. How did that rank in your preparation for Holy Mass today, for this holy sacrifice of the Mass? Do you really believe that what you believe is really real? Amen.